السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ تعالی وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا محمد وعلى آله واصحابه اجمعین. اما بعد، قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. أولئك جزاؤهم مغفرة من ربهم وجنات تجري من تحت الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ما يصيب المسلم من نصب ولا وصب ولا هم ولا حزن ولا أذن ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكها إلا كفر الله بها خطاياه. متفق عليه. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, in those who, when they commit an immorality or they do wrong to themselves, and then they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness for their sins. And who can forgive sins except Allah Almighty? And who does not persist in what they have done while they know. My brothers and sisters, we are human beings, and al-insanu murakkabum min al-khata'i wan-nisyan, that forgetfulness and committing sin is our second nature. Naturally, we are going to commit sin. Or below Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, kullu bani adam khata'u wa khairul khata'in at-tawwabun. Or kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every human being is going to make a mistake, is going to commit a sin knowingly and unknowingly. But the best sinner is that who repents, who makes sincere tawbah after realizing that he has transgressed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has violated the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has committed sin which he not supposed to do it. This realization, it's very, very important. Without realization, we are keep on coming, committing sin after sin, and we living our lives miserably without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, when a person commit a sin, one black spot comes on his heart. Black spot, because sin, the quality of the sin is darkness, and quality of good amal is the nur, light, opposite of darkness. So Rasulullah said, when a person committing sin, black spots comes automatically on his heart. If he makes sincere tawbah, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask forgiveness, Allah ta'ala through his mercy will wipe off that black spot from his heart, and his heart becomes clean. But he doesn't care. He's so unmindful, neglectful, indulge in worldly affairs, enjoying his life as he likes, right? So then he's going to commit second sin, third sin, fourth sin, and black spots increasing on his heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to that extent, the time will come, because excessive committing sins, his entire heart become dark. There is no spot left which have any kind of light or noor. The whole heart is dark. Now, when a heart becomes dark, you know, if you are in the room where there is no light, there is no bulb, there is no electricity, and it's midnight, can you see your right hand, left hand? It's so close. But because of the darkness around you, you are not even able to see your own organs. You need light, right? So likewise, when our heart becomes dark because of committing sin after sin, then it comes to that stage, a person cannot recognize or differentiate what is right, what is wrong, what is halal, what is haram, what is lawful, what is unlawful, because the entire heart has become dark. And that's the case of the most of the people, that they just do the sin without even feeling it. And that's why in one of the hadiths, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, Allah inna fil jasadi mudghatun fa idha salahat salah al jasadu kullihi wa idha fasadat fasad al jasadu kullihi ala wa hiya al qalb, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beware, there is an organ in your body. If that organ is proper, correct, clean, proper, then the entire body will function properly, correctly. But if that organ, that piece of flesh is corrupted, is dark, then entire body will become dark and it will not function correctly and perfectly. Ala wa hiya al qalb. And beware, that is your heart. So my brothers and sisters, as we are washing our car every week, right, going to the car wash, why? There's dirt outside on the body, we don't like it. We're cleaning, we're vacuuming our house carpet, because the dirt, we don't like it by nature, right? We're keeping update everything, we're washing our clothes, laundry, doing laundry, right? Why? Because our clothes become dirty, filthy. So we don't like naturally any filthy things, any dirty things around us, upon us. We are so careful when we want to go to any function, any wedding, any party. We make sure we take shower so our body can be clean. We do the funny haircuts so we look smart, right? Then we choose the best of the dress from our closet, put it on, sometime two, sometime three, sometime four. Right? Because outwardly we want to be perfect. Our appearance should be attractive to the people. They should not regard us, oh, he's so careless, he's so dirty. No one wants to come and greet us because his clothes is not clean. He's smelling, his body is smelling. Right? So outwardly we are so careful with regard to our body, our clothing. What about internal, our spiritual? The whole heart is dirty, is filthy, full of sins. And we're just carrying, we're sleeping, we're walking, we're eating with that dirty heart. There is no awareness, unfortunately. There is no regard, there is no fikr, there is no concern. What will happen? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by himself has declared in the Holy Quran, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ what? بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day will come, the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, where your wealth, your children will not be able to help you, assist you in any way, in any case, إِلَّا, except that person who brings a clean heart without blemish, without sin, without any darkness of the sin on his heart. Heart it should be clean. On the Yawmul Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to look at our appearance. Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wala ila a'malikum la yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. Right? Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wala ila ajsamikum wala ki yanzuru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. Allah is not going to look at your faces, how handsome, how beautiful you look, or your clothing, your appear, you know, your garments, how attractive, how beautiful, how colorful it is. Rather, Allah is going to look at to your qalb, your heart, and your actions. These are the two important things. So, by nature, every human being is the sinner, and the best sinner is the one who does not remain, continue on his sinful life. The moment he realizes, he repents, he makes sincere tawbah. What is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً. Those people, the believers, who do commit sin. As I said, by nature, a person is going to be commit sin. Fahisha, wrongdoing, bad thing. Or ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Or is going to oppress himself by transgressing the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, ذَكَرُوا. They realize. What they do after realization? They don't continue. No. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Immediately, fa, for immediate. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Then immediately they make sincere tawbah. And then, وَمَا يَكْفُرُ ذُنُوبِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. To whom they should turn? Who is there who can forgive the sins except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the moment they make sincere tawbah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did. Then second thing is this, وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا. They do not insist and continue, persist for the same wrongdoing. Once they committed sin, they realize this is wrong, this is against of Sharia, they quit and they don't do it again. Intentionally, knowingly. Right? وَلَمْ يُسِرُّوا عَلَىٰ مَا فَعَلُوا. What they have done in past, they do not continue on that bad amal. They quit. The smoking, now they realize smoking is very harmful for the, injurious for the health. People who are selling the, you know, the cigarette box, they write in the small tiny sentence on the cigarette box, it's injurious to the health. People are buying, they read, they buy. They don't care, right? So that should not happen with the sin. When you know this is wrong, this is against of Sharia, quit and then don't do it again. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they know about this is wrong, they are not continuing doing that wrong things. Then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy does? أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ. There is a reward awaiting for them on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. What is the reward? مَغْفِرَةً مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. What else you need? Forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgives over His sins. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. My rahmat, my mercy encompass the whole entire, you know, universe and everything. Then what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, not only stopping to forgive their sins, but then Allah said, وَجَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِ الْأَنْهَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them paradise through His mercy. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. They're not going to come out from their Jannah forever and ever and ever. They are going to stay in paradise and they are going to enjoy all the bounties of paradise. وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. And this is the such a best reward, such a good reward for those who do the good amal and good action. May Allah make all of us among those. My brothers and sisters, all the Anbiya alayhi salam, this is our aqidah, that all the prophets, messengers are ma'soom, sinless. They don't commit sin. This ingredient is taken off from the Anbiya alayhim salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects them from the beginning. Shaitan cannot interfere with any Nabi or Rasul. He cannot interfere, he cannot whisper. They are ma'soom, they are sinless. As for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, very special group of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declare in the Holy Quran, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُمْ. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with the whole group of the Sahaba, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who are well known and those who are unknown. Every Sahabi who brought Iman in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has sit in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are forgiven. And they are mahfuz, they are protected. So difference between ma'soom and mahfuz is, ma'soom does not commit a sin. They don't have that ingredient. Right? Like for the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They do not disobey any time the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they just keep on doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ. So likewise, Anbiya alayhi salam also, they are ma'soom, they are protected, they do not commit sin. As for the Anbiya alayhi salam, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are forgiven, Allah become pleased with them. But as a human being, because they are not ma'soom, ma'soom is only Anbiya alayhi salam, they are going to commit the sin. But they are mahfuz, they are protected, that Allah will forgive them, they will realize, they will ask, repentance and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately they will be forgiven. So keep this in mind. They are going to commit sin as a human being, but they will not continue and remain on the sin, because they are mahfuz, they are protected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive their sins. I'm going to share with you one story, very interesting. It is written in the book of Musnad Ahmad. In authentic hadith, that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiyallahu ta'ala narrates this hadith. Anna rajulan laqiya imra'atan kanat baghiyan fil jahiliya faja'ala yula'ibuha hatta basata yadahu ilayha faqalat imra'atu mah fa inna Allah azza wa jal qad zahaba bil shirki wa ja'ana bil islam fawalla ar-rajulu fa asaba wajhahu al haita fa shajjahu ثم أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخبره يا رسول الله أهلكت يا رسول الله أهلكت يا رسول الله أهلكت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما أهلكت فأخبره فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت عبد أراد الله بك خيرا إذا أراد الله عز وجل بعبد خيرا عجل له عقوبة ذنبه وإذا أراد بعبد شرا أمسك عليه بذنبه حتى يوافي به يوم القيامة كَأَنَّهُ عِيرٌ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiyallahu ta'ala narrates a man, a sahabi, a newcomer. He just accepted Islam maybe a few days or a few months ago. He is not old sahabi. He's just young sahabi. He just embraced Islam. He met with a woman who also embraced Islam recently, but she was famous as a prostitute in Ayami Jahiliyyah. You people used to regard, used to fulfill their desires with her, and that was her earning of living. She was beautiful, attractive, and people just, but now she embraced Islam. So when this Sahabi came across with this Sahabiya, he started filtering with her, started talking, lustful talk, and then he got affected by her beauty, and stretched his hand to touch her. Now he wanted to go further. But the Sahabiya who accepted, although she was prostitute before, but now once she embraced Islam, she became very pious and righteous and practical Muslimah. She said, Mah, stop, get away. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away idolatry, shirk from us and brought us Islam. Now what else you need? You're going to continue what you used to do in Ayami Jahiliyyah, stop it now. We are Muslims. We're not supposed to do it. It's against of Islam. So she refused by force. So now the man also realized that I did very wrong. And in a shame, he turns his face and struck his face on the wall. He just turned like this and he hit the wall. So the forehead and face became bleeding. Started bleeding. He fracturing his face with the blood. In that condition, while he was bleeding, the face was full of blood, he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have ruined myself. Rasulullah said, what happened? So he related the whole incident, that woman used to be prostitute and I used to play with her, I used to spend time with her before I embraced Islam. And now when I saw her, I got affected. And then I wanted to do the same thing, but she stopped me and I feel shame about me. Now I am ruined myself. I shouldn't do it. I am Muslim now. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam calmed him down and said, you are a servant of Allah. Innaka abdu. You are servant of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends good for you. If Allah intends goodness for a servant, he hastens to punish for his sins in this world. And if Allah ta'ala intends from harm for a servant, he withholds his punishment. He doesn't punish in this world. And that person keep on sinning until he arrives on the day of resurrection as if he were a wild donkey running around intoxicated. May Allah save all of us. There are so many lessons, my brothers and sisters, to learn from this Mubarak Hadith. Number one, a woman was prostitute. But the moment she embraced Islam, she totally changed herself. And this is what one of the lessons we all have to learn. We did not embrace Islam. We are born Muslim. This is the ni'mah and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our parents were Muslims, we are born Muslim. How much we should be careful about committing sin compared to that new Muslima. She was doing wrong, but the moment she embraced Islam, she hold fast to the Islam and she became such a pious and strong woman. She did not affected by temptation. This is the first lesson, my brothers and sisters. We are responsible because Allah has granted Islam from the birth. So we have to be more careful compared to those new Muslims who may commit sin because they are new. Allah will overlook them. But we are born Muslims, there is no excuse for us. We have no excuse for us. Second thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can send some small calamity to a person to change him and then forgive his sins. So whatever, you know, difficulties, hardship, even the fever, even the prick of thorn, you know, it gives us some pain. This is kafara for our sins. So any calamity, any problem, physically or financially or mentally or spiritually or marital problems we are facing, think in mind for a while, this is going to be kafara for my sins if I show my patience. This is the condition. Should not complain, should not do anything, be patient on that calamity. And think this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I'm committing sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to, you know, wash away my sins. That's why I'm suffering from this kind of things. There is a very important story. We all know about it. And that was a woman was prostitute, Muslim woman. And she was walking. She got thirsty. She came to the well and she was, you know, pulled the water from the well and she drank. And while she drank the water, she found one thirsty dog was there also. And dog cannot pull the water from the well. So what she did, she took up her socks, leather socks, went away, went again into the well. And she pulled the water from the well and she gave that water to the thirsty dog and quenched its thirst. Little act. She was not praying salat, she was not fasting, she was doing all the wrong things. That was her lifestyle. But one little act, she showed the mercy and kindness towards the makhluk of Allah, a dog, wild dog, and gave it little water. That one little amal of mercy and kindness, loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who brought the dog to in front of her. It is Allah's plan. It was Allah's plan to put mercy in her heart to pull the water. It was Allah's plan that she gave the water to the thirsty dog. And because of that reason, Allah made it sabab of her forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the sins of her life, granted her Jannah. So sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts something in front of you as a lesson, and if you grab it with sincerity and do it according to the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you can become a successful in hereafter. In this hadith, ulama said the wall where he hit, the sahabi hit his face, that was a reminder. Sometimes we are going towards San Francisco, by mistake we take the wrong exit. And that is a reminder. Okay, come back to the right path. Reminder. Right? So hitting the wall was a reminder for him. Oh, you did wrong. You're not supposed to do it. How dare you? You don't see the Inna Allah Yara. Whatever you do, Allah is watching you. Nahnu akrab ilayhi min hablil warid. It's closer than your jaguar way. How dare you are? Kiraman katibin yalabunu. There are so many things stopping us. Red light. Reminders. But we just overtake all those things when we want to commit the sins. We plan for it. May Allah forgive all of us. Okay. So the wall was a reminder, and blood came out to the purification for his sins. Little blood, shed on his face, but it becomes a means of forgiveness and emancipation for him. Another lesson, my brothers, sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the sins by calamity, as I said. And beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that no Muslim afflict with any exhaustion, disease, any kind of disease, sadness, worry, harm or distress, even the prick of the thorn, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive and expiate and make kafara of his sins in hereafter. So keep this in mind. Number 5, from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes he wakes him up from the sins the way he doesn't like it. Sometimes the calamity is so hard, so difficult to bear it. We are not able to do it. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, don't ask trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not fit for that. Rather, you must always ask afia, well-being, easiness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make dua every day, in every salah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Or Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyata wal-mu'afati da'imati fi dunya wal-akhirah. There are so many du'as with regard to the afia, wellness, easiness. So ask always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please don't test me. I am not fit for the examination. I am not good for the test. I am going to fail it. Please, without testing me, just forgive me. Show your weakness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show your humbleness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Allah likes and Allah loves. If you show your humbleness, man tawadha'a lillahi rafa'ullah. Whoever humble himself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Allah, I am very weak. That's why some of our elders used to perform the nafal salat sitting, although they are able to stand up. Maghrib salat or Isha sunnah, not sunnah, the nafal. To show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, I am not that strong enough to perform so many rakat. I am humble, I am weak, I get tired. Show to your tiredness, show to your weakness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves that. Because Allahu Akbar, Allah is the only one who is strong. No one else is stronger than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that beware a person who did not get punishment for his sins in this world. It means he will be punished in hereafter very severely. Right? So a person who is committing sin after sin and everything going according to his plan, he's earning more and more, there's a lot of profit in the business, he's not getting sick, and all things going according to his plan, he says, oh, I'm okay. Allah is very pleased with me. It's not a pleasure of Allah. Allah is giving you chance after chance, time after time to repent. And then when Allah is going to grab you, then no one is going to protect you from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't be unmindful with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always be humble. And whenever you commit sin, realize that was wrong. I shouldn't do it. And immediately repent and make sincere tawbah. Allah is the one who forgives all the sins. Back to down.